is Monday, September 10th, Tools and Techniques.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is an opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I. It is the purpose of this teaching to make this essential truth of our being known to us so that we have it at a cellular level, at an organic level, that we realize that this thing that we're talking about, this thing that everyone is always talking about, this thing called God, which I refer to as an energy, as an intelligence, as a non-being type thing, is the only thing that there is. It's the only life in the whole universe. And we are each individual expressions of that one life. And in fact, all life in the universe is the same life. That's plant life, mineral life, animals, all everything. And the idea is that we're all connected together because of this one life. So this thing that we call life, you can call it life, you can call it God, you can call it consciousness, can take any form that it wants to take. It's quite happy taking any form, and can take any form, and has taken many forms. A lot of things have been here that are no longer here because when consciousness decides it no longer wants to operate through something, it just deletes it. And as I think I said a long time ago, that could happen to us. You see, consciousness can take any form, and if we don't watch what we're doing, and we don't buck up, so to speak, consciousness can decide, well, they had their chance, let's try something new, let's try something different. And I don't say that to frighten people. I say that maybe to humble us and to realize, you know, humans think, oh, well, we're so superior, we're so this, we're so that. But we're connected to this thing called life, this thing called consciousness that's operating through us. We are a channel for this thing to operate throughout the universe, and especially on this plane of action as human beings. So it's the interconnectedness of everything. And the more scientists delve in to the universe, the more they realize that everything is interconnected. Everything is dependent on everything else. And I like to say that God would be incomplete without you. God would be incomplete without me. It's like we were talking about rugs and tapestries. It's like a string in a tapestry. We're each one of those making this gorgeous thing. And we have to realize that and learn to cooperate. But I think the main thing that I would like to get across to myself and to everybody else is that we are truly one with this thing called God. Therefore, we are gods. And therefore, we can take our lives into our own hands and do something with them instead of this thing that it's fate or it's God's wish or it's God's this, that, and the other thing. We have to start knowing that we are totally responsible for our lives, that we are the ones that are causing everything that comes into our life. If something comes into your life that you don't want, make something new come into your life. Don't get stuck with it. So many people think, oh, I have to live with this thing now. Don't have to live with anything. That's the most amazing thing about this. You can change it at any time. You do not have to stay stuck in any situation. So also to realize that this power, this life, this intelligence, this wisdom that's inside of you and outside of you is greater than any circumstance that you could be in. It's greater than any problem that you could be in. So how do we recognize these things? We recognize it through this thing we call our mind, this thinking thing up here. Call it the mind, call it the brain, call it a computer, call it whatever. We have to learn to use it correctly. We have to learn to control our thinking. If we don't control our thinking, it will control us. And we all will have a very miserable life. And I see that constantly with people who have no idea that they are causing their own suffering. This thing called God does not cause suffering. If there's any suffering going on in your life, you are causing it. God does not cause suffering. That is an old theory and an old belief that it's God's will that people suffer. That if you were years ago, if you suffered or if you came down with something, well, that was God's will and you had to put up with it. You do not have to put up with those things. You have to say to yourself that there is a power within me that knows exactly what to do. And that power is doing it right here and right now. So, this month we're going to talk about tools and techniques. And we're going to go back to that idea. And people know, you know about prayer, or which we say in religious science, treatment work. We have prayer. Prayer is a very good way to run your life. In the Bible it says, pray without ceasing. And that's what we have to do. We have to constantly pray without ceasing. What does that mean? That means seeing the good in everything. Seeing good everywhere. Pray without ceasing. We want to be able to learn how to pray correctly. We no longer beg God. We no longer do that. In the religious science, we call it treatment, but it's only prayer. And prayer changes things. What does prayer change? It changes you. It changes your mind. You could never change the mind of God. The mind of God knows exactly what it's doing. People want to change God's mind. You can't. You must change your mind. And you can do that with prayer. But we call it affirmative prayer. We always pray in the affirmative. And we always pray as though it has already been given to us, which is another little thing in the Bible. Pray as if you have it and you will get it. So we'll do prayer, we'll do affirmations. Tonight we're going to talk about affirmations, and we're going to do some visualization work also. These are wonderful tools that you need along with your regular reading and going to classes and doing all that. So many people want to keep adding more and more knowledge, but if you don't get to the basics and you don't know how to do an affirmation, an affirmation is the key to changing your mind. It gives you something positive to think about. If you do not have affirmations lined up to come to the forefront of your thinking, your mind is going to throw anything up to you. It's going to throw anything up to you. So you have to have a wonderful reserve of affirmations that you can immediately go to, that you can immediately come up with. So we'll talk about affirmations. I gave you a sheet here. This sheet, if you'll see, says page 2 of 4. There are 4 sheets. I wasn't going to give you all. These are just things. And here again, these were given to me by Andy years and years ago. And I found them today in my cabinet. So I thought, well, let's get these out. And see, here it is. I make daily decisions based upon my values, vision, and mission. I reinvent myself as I grow by revisiting my list of values and reframing my vision of a perfect life. Do you have a vision of a perfect life going on inside of you? You have to see that, and you have to hold that. Now, affirmations work I know they work because I've used them for the last 35 years, probably. And when I first got into religious science, and I tell this story, and I will tell it again, I was in the real estate business. And I was driving around looking at properties all day long and doing this in the real estate business. And this was in Atlanta, Georgia. And I would do an affirmation from one traffic light to the next. And I would change to the next affirmation. And I did that all day long. I still do affirmations. Perhaps not all day long. But I have a reservoir of them inside that I can pull up at any moment that I choose. If I'm sitting very quietly in doctor's offices, waiting for people or anything, I let those affirmations run through my mind. I do not let worries and concerns and all that other stuff run through my mind, who's going to win the election or whatever's going on. I let affirmations run through. Makes my body feel good, makes my mind feel good, and it certainly helps. Now, along with when we do anything, if we're doing prayer, if we're doing affirmations, if we're doing visualization, they are always going to help. But the step that most people leave out in all of these is an action step. You must always take an action. You see, you can close yourself in a room and do an affirmation that I am going to run the 10-minute mile or whatever it is, 3-minute mile. You could sit there for years doing that, but you will not be able to run a 10-minute mile. You have to take an action step. You have to exercise, and you have to go out and do it. So, with all of them, with prayer, with visualization, with affirmations, action. It has to take action. I don't know if they still do this in religious science. When I was in religious science, they always said treat and move your feet. Treat. Never heard it? Yes, treat and move your feet, meaning do the affirmation, do the treatment, but then get up and do something about that. So, one of the things, and I told you this before, an affirmation that I did was, I am a reader. And I did that. After I made the statement, I am a reader, I didn't sit there. I went out and bought a book. And every time I read a book, I remind myself I am a reader. I read every morning. I read books and books and books and books. I give books away. I throw them out. But they take over. They just take over. Before you know it, your closet's filled with these. I'm going to try to get a book. It's too much. But what I'm trying to point out here, I could have said I was a reader and made that affirmation, but if I didn't get up and make an action step and buy a book and start to read, what good is it doing you? What good does it do you? It doesn't. You first train your mind to believe that, but you have to make an action step so that it's sealed in there. So, affirmations, I believe, are the number one thing that you should learn first. Learn to do an affirmation, and then you can build. You can build on all the affirmations. So, what are some of the affirmations that are good for you? One that really works is, I'm always being taken care of. That is the biggest affirmation you can do, and you must do it till you believe that. In the morning, I always say, before I get out of bed, the first, as soon as my eyes open in the morning, an affirmation pops into my mind. And the affirmation is this: I can do all things through God which strengthens me. I can do all things through God which strengthens me. And I lay there sometimes and say that quite a few times before I get out of bed. The other one I say every morning is, I believe. just I believe. What do I believe? I believe that I'm a wonderful human being. I believe that other people are wonderful human beings. I believe that it's a wonderful life that I am leading. I believe that everything is working for me. You have to start with all that. And you get that till you think those thoughts. Years ago, when my eyes opened up, oh my goodness, garbage just came up. Garbage. Oh, I should have done this. This is wrong. That's wrong. Who wants to wake up like that? Not me. The next one, I reduce these three, is I will judge nothing that occurs today. I will judge nothing that occurs today. Do you have a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't you do the whole affirmative prayer in the morning?
When you say the whole? Affirmative prayer?
Yes.
No, I do not do an affirmative prayer in the morning. I do the three
step.
No. I do not do the an affirmative prayer in the morning. Now, then once I finally have myself up, after I do the three affirmations, I have my cup of coffee. I only drink one cup of coffee. And while I'm drinking that cup of coffee, I read Daily Word. And this is a statement. This is a Daily Word thing. I do that. Then I have two other treatments that I read for prosperity every morning. I've been reading them so that, and folding them so they're ready to fall apart. You must do affirmations, treatments, or anything until it works. And what most people do is they give up. You know, it's like when you go on a diet, you'll do it for a week and then you give up. You can never give up on these things because they're going to work. If you'll skip down to the bottom of this, I always do these because, you know, I'm just a fiend for imagination. But just go to the bottom here and say, your eyes behold my unformed substance. Your eyes behold my unformed substance. You have to know that there's a substance here. And it's an unformed substance. Now it's your job to form it into something. That's the idea of pressing it, to make a mold out of it, to press it into what you want. I used to tell people that the universe and this thing called the law of cause and effect is like a Play-Doh machine. You know, the Play-Doh you put in, you put whatever mold you put in there, comes out. That's what you're doing with affirmations, that's what you're doing with visualization, and that's what you're doing with treatment. You are forming a mold so that this unformed substance, which is all around you, can take form. Wonderful thing that I remind myself is, all things seen come from things that are not seen. All things seen come from things that are not seen. We will never be able to see the substance. We will never be able to see the face of God. First of all, God doesn't have a face, but that's a wonderful little expression that people like to use. You will never be able to do that. But you are able to take the substance and form it into what you want. So, let's go back to the idea of molds, making a mold, like a cookie cutter. You do that with your affirmation. You do that with your treatment work. You do that with your visualization. You're harnessing it in. You're drawing that in to make it shape. Also says in the Bible, it took clothes and dwelt among us. All things take clothes and dwell among us. It starts first as a thought, as an affirmation, as a treatment, as a visualization. Once you get the mole, it starts to get clothes and dwell among you. How many people have wanted something and you have received that? You see? Because it took clothes and now it's dwelling with you. But it started out as non-forming. What is the other thing that we know, Andy, about when we want to make something come onto this plane of action?
Give it weight.
You must give it weight. And then if it doesn't fall down onto this plane of action, you must visualize a hole for it to come down. So that it will drop down from the unformed to the formed. And so many people do not make the hole for it to come down. Remember, all things are already done in mind. They're already there and they're already done. So your prayers, your affirmations, and your visualization gives it weight or clothing so that it gets heavy enough to plop down onto this plane of action. That's how it is done. That's one of the tools, that's one of the techniques of how to make things come into your life. And we have all done this, and we discount and think, oh, well, it worked. That just magically happened. You see. A lot of people like to talk about magic, by the way. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as magic. God may work in strange and mysterious ways, but God does not use magic. He does not use magic. You, if you want magic to come into your life, use affirmations, use visualization, use treatment or prayer, use these different techniques. They absolutely work, and they've been working for hundreds and hundreds of years. Where we got off course with this is beyond me, but we did. We got off. So it boils down to this. With an affirmation, you are saying something positive about yourself, something that you wish yourself to have or to become. But you say it as though you already have it. You see? And you say it till you have it. And you will have it. So, one of the affirmations that we want to use is, I'm always being taken care of. The next one that's the most powerful affirmation is, I always get what I want. I always get what I want. And we're taught that that is not true. You have to know that. And you have to say that till you believe it. Because the world does not believe that. And most of the people that you're running around with, I'm sure, does not believe that. You must believe that. You must believe that. Very powerful. I always get what I want. Now, isn't that a wonderful affirmation? Now, let me talk here about affirmations, and I've told you this before. These are affirmations that work. I know that they work because I use them. I also know that they work because I feel something going on inside of me. I feel something going on inside of me. Take an affirmation and make it yours. It has to resonate inside of you. You see? So if somebody gives you an affirmation and it doesn't feel right, change it so that it becomes your affirmation, so that it starts to tingle inside of you, so that it starts to do something inside of you. Another technique that I use every day, 3 times, as I'm doing my kneeling, I am the full expression of God's love. Just as God is love, so am I. and I do that as I kneel. So, pardon? Yes, of course. I'll say it many times. I am the full expression of God's love. Just as God is love, so am I. Full expression. And I do that with my yoga kneeling, and that's with the arms, and then down onto your knees. And then you come back up, and I do it, but I only do it 3 times. Some people say you have to do it 21 times. The most I've ever done in a session of kneeling is 500 at a time.
What was the second line of that? I'm the full expression of God's love.
Just as God is love, so am I. And the third one is I am love. I am the full expression of God's love. Just as God is love, so am I. I am love. We want to get that instilled inside of us, that you are love. And you want to get that idea, you see, once again, this is the idea of unity. The absolute idea, just as God is love, so am I. And I love that, and I think I explained it to you a long time ago. I love that word, I am the full expression of God's love. Not a partial expression. Full expression of God's love. Many people in this teaching, and many people in all the different religions, think that God is in you like a raisin in a cookie. Not true. You are in God like a wave in the ocean. You are in God like a wave in the ocean. You're part of the whole ocean, but you're a wave in there. We're individualized expressions of this thing called God. And for us to start to know that and start to believe that, we use affirmations. We use visualization, and we use treatment work so that we build a mental atmosphere. A wonderful, healthy mental atmosphere. Most people do not have a healthy mental atmosphere. They allow their minds to torture them. They allow their minds to talk them out of things. You must not allow that to happen. You must not allow that to happen. So go back to one of your affirmations. I can do all things through God which strengthens me. I never start these talks before I say that silently to myself. I never start out anything before I do an affirmation, before I know what the end product is going to be. But the most powerful one is always going to be, I am being taken care of. You have to realize that you're being taken care of. And once you realize that, you can give up all the worries and concerns and all the other things that life wants to do for you. I had 2 telephone calls this week. It's only the beginning of the week. One was, of course, from the Neptune Society. And I said to them, well, you know, I'm not dead yet. And the man said, oh, I can see that. And then he said, would you like me to come over and explain to you about this? I said, no. I said, I don't need any explanation of what you're going to do. You're going to throw me into an oven. Why would I need to? What are you going to talk to me about? So then I had one today. They wanted to know if I wanted to sign up for long-term care. I said to the woman, absolutely not. She said, what? I said, no, I'm not planning on that at all. And I said, if that happens, I said, I have saved up enough pills I'm going to gulp them all down. And she said, oh, do you really want to do that? I said, absolutely. I said, I do not want to be in long-term care someplace. You know, that is not my thing. Now, that may offend a lot of people. It doesn't offend me. I don't have pills, by the way, but I could get them.
Easily.
You could get them. No, that's the world again. Frightening. Telling you that you're not going to be taken care of. You see, how you cannot make a statement. I am being taken care of. And then say, I'm worried I don't have long-term care insurance. Now, here's the catch in that. If it gives you peace of mind to have long-term care, buy it. See, it wouldn't give me peace of mind. But if it gives you peace of mind, if insurance, any type of anything that gives you peace of mind, do it. You have to have peace of mind. We're saying. I, at the present moment, have peace of mind. How long that will last, one never knows. But at the present moment, I'm not worried about long term. I'm not worried about all the things that the world tells me I should be worried about. Because I go back to the idea that I am being taken care of. That this thing that we call God loves me that much that it is taking care of me. That it is taking care of me. I told you the two affirmations that I do for prosperity every morning always start out with what? God is my source and supply. You see, some people do not know that it's one and the same. God is my source and my supply. So if you start out every morning with that idea, you're going to have a wonderful day and you're going to be taken care of. And you're going to realize, oh, where did this all come from? How does this happen? And so forth. And set up, I must get it from this, I must get it from that, you see. No. This is why you do affirmations. To stop all that mind chatter. To stop all that mind chatter. I've said this 100 times and I'll say it again. In the Science of Mind book, Ernest Holmes says you must learn to think the thought that you want to think. And you must learn to feel the feeling you want to feel. And we should know that. We should teach that. That should be absolutely branded in our minds and in our consciousness. And it's not, because we go off in this direction, we go off in that direction, we go off on all these different directions. Instead of saying, what I really want is to be able to think the thought I want to think. Can you see the freedom in that? Can you see how wonderful your life would be to think the thought that you want to think, and all those other thoughts that are crazy making go out the window? They'll just go out the window. You see? You have complete control over your mind. Why we are not taught that is absolutely beyond me. We are never taught that. You're taught, well, you have a good mind, or your IQ is this, that, and that thing. But no one tells you that you can control your thinking. You have to be able to control your thinking. Affirmations help you control your thinking because you have something to pull from. Instead, the mind, by the way, always pulls from the past. Always pulls from the past. Has no place else to pull from. So it has to pull something. what happened to me last week, what happened to, oh, remember when I was a child, and this, that, and the other thing. Stop that nonsense. Get an affirmation. I'm always being taken care of. I'm always being taken care of. I always get what I want. Life is wonderful. You see, I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying myself. A wonderful affirmation. Powerful also is this one. I am always highly pleased with myself in the presence of others. I am always highly pleased with myself in the presence of others. Can you imagine what that does with you? Instead of so many people, they walk in. Oh, what is that person thinking about me? What's this one? Oh, but if you know you're highly pleased with yourself in the presence of it, you can be yourself. You don't have to put on airs. You don't have to put on a show or anything. You're pleased with yourself. You know who you are. And who are you? A wonderful expression of this thing called God. Full expression of God. Love is what you are. This is what you want your mind to be able to do for you. And it will not do it unless you work with it, unless you run these through your thinking so that they are there. You see, people have never heard these. They're not going to think of this. They're going to think of something else. You have to have a whole arsenal of affirmations going on. So this sheet has affirmations on it. I'm looking for my other sheet. I couldn't find it today. And I will keep giving you affirmations. You can look at these things, but then make them your own. Please, you have to make all this stuff your own. Now, if I give you an affirmation and it makes sense, you keep it. But if you don't feel anything and your mind refutes it, if your mind refutes or negates it in any way, it's never going to work for you. It's never going to work for you. That's why in treatment we have that denial step. You have to deny everything. You have to deny all the other garbage that's going on. Otherwise, it will not work for you. See? Simple. These things are simple. They're not hard to do, and they become such a wonderful habit. Such a wonderful habit. I love when my eyes fly open in the morning because I know exactly what my mind's going to say to me. I know exactly. Years ago, it didn't say that. It said, oh, you lazy lounge lizard, get up. You're never going to amount to a hill of beans. And a lot of people still have that. You don't want that in your life. You can change. You can change that thinking. So you change it with affirmations. You change it with visualization. Start to see yourself the way you want to be. And then start to become that. Start to become that. You must make that action step. You must always take an action. There's a wonderful law in the universe, along with this law that we're always talking about, of attraction, or the law of cause and effect. And this one is nothing for nothing. Nothing for nothing. If you do nothing, you get nothing. Yes, that's one of the laws of the universe. All of these things are easy. They're simple. And we get bogged down somewhere along the line thinking that we have to be clever, that we have to be whatever it is that we're thinking. You're saying, don't let your mind do that to you. Don't let your mind do that. I don't know how many people do affirmations. I'm hoping that all of you do affirmations. If you don't do them, start now. Use some of these affirmations. Make up your own affirmations. Money is always freely circulating in my life, and I always have a divine surplus. I don't know how many times a day I say that one. And ever since I say that, it absolutely is true. Money is. Yes. Money is always freely circulating in my life. And I always have a divine surplus. I always have a divine surplus. I told you before that my other affirmation is that all my bills are paid on or before time. So as soon as I get a bill, I don't wait till the end of the month to pay it. I go right to my desk, write out the check. I could get it back to the mailman, that same, but I put it right back in the box the same day that I get it. It's out in the box. And I say on the way out, thank you, and sometimes I kiss the envelope. And ever since I've done that, that works for me. So, when people say, oh, I don't have the money to pay the bills and so forth, do you know what that is when people say, I don't have the money to pay the bills? It's an affirmation. How many people do you say, hey, do you hear say, I don't have the money to pay my bills? Well, of course you don't have the money to pay your bills because it's an affirmation and the universe hears that. It doesn't care. It doesn't care. You have to start. Even if you don't have the money, you cannot say that to yourself. You cannot say that. You have to say, all my bills are paid on or before time till it becomes true. Till it becomes true. And you'll see that somehow that works for you. But if you're constantly saying, oh, I can't pay this bill. I have this. I ran into a woman, like I said, I told another friend this morning again on the phone. I must have been on the phone all day. This was an early morning call, and I said, well, I ran into, I won't name her. And I said, it's really, I said, I can't stand to be around her because she's so into lack and limitation. And I said something to her, and she said, well, I'm so in credit card debt, and I have this bill, and I have that bill. I couldn't possibly do this. And this litany. I walked away. We were on the street. I met her on the street. I said, thank you, and I walked away. I don't want that going into my consciousness. I don't want that going into my consciousness. Stuart Grayson was a minister. He took over from Raymond Charles Barker. He had the big church at Alice Tooley Hall at Lincoln Center. And he always said, why are you drawing that to you? Why would you want to draw that to you? You see, an affirmation is drawing something to you. So if you say, oh, I'm in credit card debt, I can't, you're drawing it to you. So ask yourself, what do I want to draw to me? I want to draw money to me. I want to draw money to me. I want to know that money is always freely circulating in my life. And you see how clever that is? Money is always freely circulating in my life. Why do we use that as a wonderful affirmation? Because all life is circulation. People who hoard things stop the flow. They stop the flow. You cannot hoard things. When you start to hoard things and the flow stops, things get stagnant. Whenever I have any mental thing going on in my mind where I think, oh, I don't have the money to do this. I go out and buy something for someone. Why? To prove to myself that I have the money to do that and to give to somebody. I do not allow my mind to say, let's get stingy. Let's get stingy. If you start, everything is consciousness, people. And if you're stingy, your consciousness will start to be stingy also. Not only that, that means you'll be stingy in health. You'll be stingy in everything that you do. Earlier, remember I said everything is connected. Everything is connected. You have to watch what you're saying. Here again, I will reiterate this. Words structure thought. You see, when you say stingy, doesn't that sound horrible? The horrible word, stingy. I'm shut down. Word structure thought. And thought structures reality. Watch what you're saying to yourself. Watch what you're saying to yourself. This is why we use affirmations, so that we hear something good in our minds, so that we're saying something good about ourselves. And it doesn't matter at the present moment in this reality if it's true or not. You see, the mind doesn't know if it's true or not, you know. Your mind does not know that. So you have to state it this, as though it were already done, already so. And then it becomes so. These are small, little tools and techniques to use. You can give up reading all these fancy books and all this other stuff if you go back to these few little affirmations, and if you start to use it and start to correct the thinking in your own mind. It's always going to be, we're talking about God, we're talking about all this, and we want to make a religion out of it. I don't understand all that myself. But what we always are going to be talking about is mind. And we're going to be talking about your mind. And your mind is an individualized expression of the one mind. The mind of God, where we live, move, and have our being. So what we want to do with our minds, our little finite minds, is to move it up into the infinite mind, to stretch our consciousness, and to be able to start thinking God thoughts after it. So that we're thinking God thoughts. And you can do that. Watch your mind and make it come up. Make it rise up to a different solution. You see. Never stop on a negative. That's the easiest thing to do, to stop on the negative. Don't allow your mind to do that. Make it rise up to it's a positive. Any situation that you're facing, anything that's going on inside of you, if you start to use your mind correctly, you can find the solution rising up to where you find what everyone is looking for. Peace. Harmony. That's what everyone wants. And when your thoughts are out of harmony, you know what you feel like. Your whole mind tortures you. And you can just say, "Ah, here I am. I'm going to start bringing myself up." This is how you use visualization. This is how you use your imagination. You start to see things differently. Instead of the same old way and falling into the trap. Next month, I woke up with this in the middle of the night. And I get up and write it down, of course, on a 3x5 card. Next month's title is going to be Mind Traps. Mind Traps. That we fall into all the time. The mind traps us. If your mind is trapping you, you have no freedom whatsoever. You have no freedom. And this thing that we call mind, this thing that we call God, is total freedom. Total freedom. And we have to raise up to that. And we can all do that. We can all move up in consciousness. And we do that with affirmations. Starting with an affirmation. Then you can go into treatment and visualization. And we will do that during this month. We will do that. But start with a wonderful affirmation every day. I can do all things through God, which strengthens me. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.